Hello, everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which is, once again, a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person show is coming up on Saturday, May the 20th. On that show, we'll have Brian Green, Maria Acosta, David Schendlinger, Josh Fred, the accounts of Homeland Security. We'll also have a special interview with Kristen Bry of As Goes Wisconsin. Advance tickets are only $8. They are on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. I am so excited that our guest this week is the hysterical Dina Nina. Dina, thank you so much for being on the show again.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so Dina, my friend, this week's news story is actually going to be a little different than our normal Laughing Liberally podcast, because you, Dina Nina, actually are the story we're going to talk about. So in addition to being a hysterical comedian, you founded and run Lady Laughs Comedy in Madison. You're a regular at Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. Last month, you ran for a seat on Madison's Common Council in District 15. And Dina, I don't know if you've heard this, but you won! You won! You made history. I think I'm getting this right, the first openly out trans woman elected in Madison's history, right? So for starters, congrats. And
thank you.
First question, what made you decide to run for office?
So many things. I've thought about it for years, but as a comedian, I'm pretty dirty, and I say things and I don't have to think about what I say. And I talked myself out of it after. So the Pulse nightclub shooting, I woke up and I was like, I have to do something. And I called my friend and I was like, I'm thinking about running for office. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. Can you help me? And he was like, yeah. And then I was like, maybe I'm not ready. And then there was something, there's something different about now and Pulse nightclub shooting. The Club Q shooting really lit a fire under me. It just felt different, especially on the heels of watching the de-evolution of our country.
Yeah.
And knowing, so I'm originally from Texas, which comes out a little bit like it just did right then, because I've been talking to my family a lot more. And one of my best friends is a therapist, and the bulk of her clientele in the Dallas area are trans adults and mostly trans children. So I've heard her tell me stories about coming home after a week and just bawling for like the entire night after, like Friday night, spending her time crying and hearing stories of families that are being targeted and harassed so badly that they have to leave the home that they spent their time creating, and money invested in their properties and move their family just to feel safe.
Yeah.
And as I know Wisconsin has its problems, but I felt welcomed here, and have been just embraced by the city and of Madison and the state and Milwaukee. And I love this place, and I don't want it to see it become a Florida or a Texas. So if all that happens is that somebody who's a trans, non-binary, or just a, you know, LGBT person, or just somebody who has someone in their lives that's trans or LGBTQ plus, you know?
Yeah.
If somebody can see that and take hope in the fact that we are making strides, even within the toxicity that is happening and proliferating around the country, then I hope that I've given somebody hope to achieve and live a life that is true to who they are.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And again, why, and like normally, again, this is so different than our normal Laughing Liberally show where we just like make fun of Ron Johnson or something like that. But like, this is a win, and it's, you know, and I know you and we're friends, and it just, it makes me so happy that you won. You did mention earlier that you're as a comedian, you're dirty. Let's see, a little blue. I said this when you did Laughing Liberally a couple weeks ago. I said you tell better blowjob jokes than any elected official I've ever seen. Talk a little bit. Okay, so you're very, very accomplished and very, very good on stage. You're confident. How is that? What's different about doing politics? You just have to watch yourself a little bit more. Like, how has the transition been? I guess.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff that I'm still trying to grasp how everything works, you know. Luckily, I also do diversity, equity, inclusion, especially around trans and gender identity for companies and corporations. I'm also a storyteller. I've been a storyteller just as long as I've been a comedian. And the difference in that is I can be a little more like comedy. I know what I'm going to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's leading to a punchline, you know?
Yeah.
In storytelling and speaking, I usually tend to speak from my heart. Yeah, I have a direction. Yes, I have things. But I feel like I'm able to share a side of me that's a lot deeper and a lot more caring and compassionate that a lot of people don't see on stage, even though they can kind of sense it from me. And feeling like I have that my voice finally matters is an incredible place. Like, I got in the elevator, I'm like, why did these people vote for me? But also I'm like, going up to the mayor's office and I'm like, I'm having meetings with the mayor, with our, state reps and senators. And, you know, I'm having meeting with people that are listening to me.
Yeah.
And for me and our community, that's a huge deal.
Absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about, talk a little about your reaction when you won, like how you felt, how others felt, like what was the vibe when you won?
Well, let's go just before the the win. I was so tired. I'm a person who has struggled with poverty. We were talking about being an artist, and it's not always easy. And during the campaign, like I was campaigning like it was my job, because I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to throw all my all in it. And the only way I got through it, the only way we won, is because the people behind me. You know, I had somebody bringing me food every week, bringing me groceries, making me, hot lunches and bringing them to my house. I had people helping me pay bills. Like, this was a community in action. And the day of the election, or the voting, whatever, election day.
Yeah, election. Yeah.
I woke up and I was like, it feels like either way, this is just going to suck. You know,
yeah.
Like, whether I win or lose, it just feels like it's going to be terrible. And it was just so arduous, and I was so tired and exhausted from having to, be someone that I'm learning, a different field. And I was like, I don't know if I want to win. And so I'm at this, like, I didn't want to put makeup on. I was just like, I'm so done. So I got to the bar where we were having our election night celebration, and everybody was so excited. And for about an hour and a half, my opponent was 2 votes ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I guess I did want to win.
Yeah.
And then I will say, when the numbers came in, finally, it was 54 votes. Like, it was a very narrow margin. And I just was incredulous. I'm like, there's going to have to be a recount. Like, and they'll find that those 54 votes were not real, but the people in the room were so excited and so ready for their voices to be heard. And man, the honor of being in that place at that moment and being somebody who's faced adversity after adversity, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a winner. I've lost so many pageants, you don't even know. I'm good with losing. I'm a good loser. You know, I was like, I was ready to call my opponent and be like, congratulations, but I won.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
and it's a big thing for trans people. It's a big thing, you know?
Yeah.
There are a couple kids that were there too, you know, and there's this kid, Charlie, that lives in my neighborhood, and he knocked doors for me and he came up to me and he was like, I'm so excited to see someone like me running for office and somebody who's going to be in office and understands my journey. And it was just, man, it feels so good.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad you got to share that with us today. Because again, it's like, it's one of these hardest things. It's like, good people need to run for office. And there's so many obstacles that stop, legit obstacles, like having to have food and a roof over your head. But the fact that you did it and you won, I you know, as your friend, I'm personally thrilled. As a Wisconsinite, I'm thrilled. Where can people find you? Your campaign, and also let's not leave out Lady Laughs, because Lady Laughs is still going strong. Where can people find you on the interwebs to support what you're doing?
On all the social medias, at Dina Nina, that's my personal, at Lady Laughs Comedy, Dina Nina XO is my handle for my personal stuff. Then there's Lady Laughs Comedy, at Lady Laughs Comedy, pretty much everywhere except, you know, Twitter's weird. And then I don't go there much anyway. and then Lady Laughs Comedy, DinaNina.com. The campaign is Dina Nina for Madison. And you can go there to find out basic information if you want it. Otherwise, just Google Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford. I know it's the longest name ever. And Common Council Madison. And you can find my Common Council page.
Excellent. Well, Dina, again, personally, I'm thrilled. Like that really made my whole month. I was just like, I was actually like trying to find out where the night of the election. I was like, where do I actually find this? Like in the Madison, you know, website. Like, where do I actually find out? And then I finally found an article. I'm like, holy crap, Dina won, and I was thrilled. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
And then say this legitimately as now someone who has some elected power. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for being on the show again.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for all you do. You're just amazing and a powerhouse, and I love it.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 71 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.